The findings are strikingly similar to earlier opinions offered by the Government Accountability Office and the Pentagon Comptroller's own assessment of DOD's path toward auditability. As Congressman Mike Conaway puts it,
although DOD has taken positive steps toward improving financial management and achieving audit readiness, more work must be done for the department to achieve this goal. The panel generally found that although the strategy needs more detail and refinement in certain areas, the department does, in fact, have a reasonable strategy and methodology.
The Texas Republican was the chairman of a special panel of the House Armed Services Committee tasked with examining DOD's audit struggles. He delivered their final report to the full committee yesterday. DOD is required by law to get its books ready for a full financial audit by 2017 and a partial audit by 2014. To get there, Conaway's panel found, DOD's components will have to demonstrate commitment to the department's financial improvement plan, and the Pentagon will have to have sustained leadership commitment, oversight, and improved internal controls. It'll have to overcome the long-standing management challenges of geographic dispersion, workforce competency, and implementing a new breed of enterprise resource planning systems. On the point of leadership commitment, it's something Conaway says DOD now has.
Leon Panetta's unprecedented, first time ever for a Secretary of Defense to step into this arena, bringing the full power and aperture of his office to getting this done. I don't think you can overstate that. And then as that emphasis begins to percolate down through the various levels, all the way out to the components and agencies and everything else, making sure that this committee gets from the next Secretary of Defense the same kind of level of commitment to making this going. Part of the issue is momentum. I sense a momentum now to getting this done that even with some changes in leadership, it will be easier to sustain that momentum now that it's headed down the right direction.
Panetta himself got the ball rolling on DOD's accelerated audit deadline, the interim 2014 date for an auditable statement of budgetary resources, which has since been written into law. He also ordered up a new audit strategy for meeting that deadline, which he signed off on in December. DOD CFO and Comptroller Bob Hale is in charge of the Pentagon's path toward auditability. He says he found the panel's report to be balanced and constructive. He also echoed the importance of leadership commitment to audits. He says it's something the department hasn't always had, and there's no guarantee it always will.
But it's critical that it also be shared by the service secretaries and chiefs. They've got a lot of the effort to do by the comptroller and my job, by the DCMO. I mean, frankly, most comptrollers are budget junkies. I am too. We focus a lot on budgets, and it can push out everything else because it can be so all-consuming.
But Hale says one of his biggest challenges is making sure DOD's managers and workforce embraces the idea that audits are their responsibility too. DOD has just started developing auditability-related evaluation criteria for its members of the senior executive service. Conaway says Congress needs to make sure those evaluations are taken seriously.
This time next year, we need to look, were people held accountable? Was their compensation adjusted one way or the other? If they got something done, it should be reflected in compensation. If they didn't get something done, then what is it about the system that we hold people accountable for getting these things done? And I think there's a commitment certainly on the senior executive side. The uniform side is a little bit different, but nevertheless, we've got to hold them accountable as well.
The department is also trying to make sure its SESers and rank-and-file workforce know what they need to know about audit readiness. Congress gave DOD some new authorities to create a course-based certification program for its financial management workforce, something Hale thinks will help a lot.
What it allows us to do, we've got a lot of training, but what we don't have is a framework that allows senior leaders to say, okay, in a certain job, you need to have three or four courses and one of them in audit readiness. That framework will allow us to require that training, and we are moving to do that. In that process, audit readiness is a high priority for us. We're going to develop an online course that indicates the importance of audit readiness, and at more senior levels will require more accounting knowledge so that people understand better the accounting system and what has to be done to be audit ready.
Hale says he's grateful for that added training authority, but he says there's another thing that Congress could do to help DOD with audits. He says the budget turbulence the entire government saw in 2011 was a huge distraction for financial managers.
In the past year, we've had no fewer than four threats of a government shutdown that required enormous planning efforts. We were on a six-month continuing resolution, also required a great deal of management attention. Now the prospect of sequester is hanging over us.
Congressman Adam Smith, the House Armed Services Committee's ranking member, made the point a bit more strongly.
It is devastating when this body is unable to pass the normal appropriations and authorizing bills in some sort of regular order. We tend to think here in the last couple of years that that's just what happens. We can't get an agreement, so we do a CR, and then maybe the CR, you know, leads to a threatened shutdown, and well, that's just the way things go. It is horrific in terms of its impact upon the ability of the government to do its job. And while we're out there wrestling with constituents who are deeply dissatisfied with government and its ability to do its job, understand that we're just crippling that by not being able to give the departments some predictability about when they're going to get their money, whatever that amount of money is.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.